Debates have turned into extensions of candidates' campaigns. The messages delivered by TV, radio, and YouTube ads, mailers, and campaign speeches can be hammered home if a candidate has a successful debate. And even a mediocre performance probably won't hurt a frontrunner. Harvey Kronberg edits Quorum Report, an online political newsletter.
Gubernatorial debates have rarely been decisive in Texas, with maybe one exception that I can think of. And that was the primary debate between Ann Richards and Jim Maddox, where he accused her of drug use and she referred to him as a junkyard dog.
For Governor Perry, it's all about continuing to paint Senator Hutchison as a Washington, D.C. insider who doesn't know what's best for Texas. Hutchison will reinforce her own campaign message that Perry is an overbearing leader who's placed his cronies at every level of government.
The goals are pretty simple, but getting there can be pretty difficult.
Just getting invited to the debate can be the hardest part, if you're a minor candidate in the midst of a multi-million dollar primary battle, like Republican candidate Deborah Medina. The first confirmed debate on January 14th will be sponsored by public TV radio broadcaster KERA and others. And KERA's website clearly lists three criteria needed to get on the stage: have a functioning campaign, meet state candidate requirements, and get at least 6% in a poll. KERA spokesperson Meg Fullwood.
We will make a final determination after the close of the January 4th filing period. We do not know whether Ms. Medina will meet the criteria, but we're continuing to gather information. And if she does, she will be included.
Medina thinks she's already met that criteria, including getting 7% in a University of Texas, Texas Tribune poll. But she's not holding her breath for an invitation. She points to the removal of political writer Paul Burka from the debate. If the Hutchison campaign can get Burka removed, Medina says what's to stop one or both of the other candidates from keeping her off stage?
You know, if you choose not to invite him as a panelist, if you choose not to invite Deborah Medina as a debate guest, then be honest about why you're not doing that. Come out and say, hey, you know, the candidates don't want Paul Burka there. The two, you know, big money candidates don't want Deborah Medina on stage, and so in deference to them and their wishes, that's what we're doing. Be honest about it.
Belo Corp, owner of the Dallas Morning News and a bevy of Texas TV stations, is also holding a debate, one that Medina also isn't expecting an invitation from. But Belo is a private company, and Medina says, like it or not, it has the right to run the debate the way it believes will bring it advertisers and viewers. KERA is a 501c3 nonprofit, and since it gets public and federal dollars, she says it should run its debate differently.
Well, if you're going to do that, then you have to abide by those guidelines, and I think clearly they are being manipulated both by KERA and perhaps by the candidates as well, to their advantage and to the detriment of the people of Texas.
There aren't any scheduled debates on the Democratic side of the governor's race so far, but Houston haircare millionaire Farouk Shami's campaign says it has already accepted a couple of debate offers. A spokesperson for former Houston Mayor Bill White says the campaign expects there will be a debate. Details have not been hammered out. Covering the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.